7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
No. No, no, no. It is not 9:15 p.m. It is, in fact, 19:30 UTC. And that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. Hello, hello, hello. My name is Tobe. I am not Hello Kitty. I'm the guy with the head cold. Yes, it's Atomikaze day number 6. Two, three, four, five. That seems about right. It is Atomikaze day number 6. That is significant. My head is full. My head is stuffed full of sinus goodness. And it's making my eyes not focus quite correctly. That is not the only significant thing about today. Today is my half birthday. Is it? Today is my brother's birthday. Today is my brother's birthday. How old is my brother? How old am I? I don't even know. So if my brother is listening, which I kind of doubt, but yeah, happy birthday, homie. I'm going to drink some tea in celebration. Oh, wait, here goes my sinuses. Okay. This is not... Yeah, so great. It's Mega Sinus Day. I don't know what is up with me today. Exactly. The funny thing is I kind of feel all right. You know, a lot of my muscles are releasing. My leg is getting much, much better. But now we're drinking tea. Oh. Oh, it's so good. Oh, yeah, more. I need that. And I want to taunt my brother if he is listening. Ha ha, you wouldn't believe this Dahong Pao I'm drinking. This is my new Dahong Pao. I bought a gene of Dahong Pao a few weeks ago, and now I'm finally drinking it, and it's so good. Good quality stuff. But it doesn't do me any good to taunt my brother about this tea. Because where he lives now, he has better access to tea than I do. Not that I have good access to tea. I sort of do, I guess. I mean, relatively. I'm sure there's a lot of people in this world who don't have the access to tea that I do. But my brother lives on the Pacific Rim now, and so he's not very far from a Chinatown in which he can buy tea. Why am I not there? Why am I sitting around in here playing radio when I should be out looking for tea? I don't know. Sometimes I don't have any idea or any rationale, reasoning, or any thought of why I do what I do.
Well, actually, I guess it's just a result of living la vida dubious. Living the dubious lifestyle. Oh. Yeah, so what are we doing? I don't know. Here's the deal. We're getting confusing and contradictory weather information. Let's leave this room. It seems like it might be a good day to go outside. Because it seems like it's nice and cool. I think it's cool because my air conditioner hasn't kicked in. And it's overcast. It is not sunny. And as I look out the kitchen window, it looks like it may have rained overnight. Not very much, but it was damp earlier. And see, it is cooling down, isn't it? Yeah, okay, well then, what are we doing exactly? I don't know. The problem here is that we are right on the edge of the border. We are transliminal. Here's the deal. It's just about 20 degrees. 20 degrees, 20.5 degrees. It's 70 degrees Fahrenheit. Okay, let's just do it. Now, this is a problem because that's also the temperature inside my house. We have achieved equilibrium. The problem is it's probably more humid outside. Although it's not super dry in my house, if I get hot now, I won't be able to come inside to cool down because the temperature inside is the same as it is outside. But it's more humid outside, presumably. We're gonna risk it. We're not gonna do anything of it. Why am I so tired already? Let's open the garage door. We're not gonna do a lot of stuff. I don't want to overexert myself out here in the danger zone. Oh, we got some action out here though. Well, what's the temperature really like? Oh, it's not bad. It is a little humid, but not terrible. Okay, so what's happening in Tobland? Cars are driving by. Across the street, there is some action in the house that has been sold, but nobody has moved into yet. The garage door is open. There's a van in the driveway. It looks like they're doing more carpet stuff. There's more rolls of old carpet on the lawn. That's going to kill all that grass. Those have been there for a while. There is another car parked in front of the house, and the front door is also open. I can see somebody working on this now. So let's walk up to the other side of my lawn. Yes, it did rain. The earth is damp, but the grass isn't particularly wet or anything. I want to come up here and I want to check on the progress with the fence. Oh, see what's happening up here. Oh, the committee will remember that my neighbor Shannon has decided to replace the chain link fence with a nice fence, but it's really high. It's a really tall fence. It's 2 meters tall. I'm not going to be able to see back here anymore. Oh, we got to be careful up here. Avoid those stinging bugs. So all of the old posts are out, the old railings are out, the old chain link is out. There's the zip line. Shannon's got a zip line back here for his kids and everything. There's not much going on back here right now. Shannon said that they're going to come and The fence guys are going to come this week to put up the panels. All the posts are up. Looks really nice. And I might as well get a good look back here because this is the last time I'm going to be able to see anything back here. Oh, there goes my air conditioner. My air conditioner just kicked on. Now, look, there's one of those bugs. There's another one of those bugs. We need to move. We need to get out of here. Because I was over here a couple of days ago. There's one. Where are they coming from? Oh, they're behind this log. Uh-huh. Okay, there's an entrance down there. I'm going to move. I got stung by some kind of weird bug. I don't even know what it was. Shannon says they're wasps, but yeah, there's something, little buggy bee things or stinging ants or something back there. I was back there trimming trees. And I got stung. A bug stung me on my finger right here. Oh wait, I'm trying to show you. But you can't see it. Now it's a little red mark. Right on the end of my third finger of my right hand. Right above where my fingernail starts. And it hurt. Normally I don't react to bugs eating me or trying to murder me. Because I'm the superior... Wait, what am I doing? I'm walking up the street. This is not a good idea. I think the sun is trying to come out. Don't walk up the street. Run, squirrely. Oh, shit. That squirrel, run, you dumbass. Oh, my back feels a little weird. That's cool. So after my finger got stung, it started to swell up immediately. And I was kind of being stupid. I kept working. Like, wow, that's really painful. Why does that hurt so much? And I'm watching it swell up. And I'm, this is weird. And so I kind of finish up the work I was doing. And I go back inside and I think, wow, why is this so damn painful? Then I can start feeling the pain in my wrist. Okay, yeah, this is at the end of my finger. And I'm feeling the pain in my wrist. Check my mail, nothing. And then I can start feeling the pain in my elbow. And I'm thinking, oh, this is not good. So I ran inside, grabbed some powerful antihistamines, and I took those. What was that sound? So I took the antihistamines and I said to myself, okay, if the poison gets to my shoulder, or if I can feel the pain in my shoulder, I gotta get my butt to the hospital. Get me to the emergency room rapidly. And that didn't happen. The pain did not make it to my shoulder. I'm going back inside. The antihistamines were apparently doing their job. Because then I got tired. And I thought, oh, I better take a nap. Well, that wouldn't hurt. You know, I've got a cold, I'm kind of sick, blah, blah, blah. Might as well get some more sleep. And I thought, wait, should I take a nap? Will I be going to sleep for the last time? Will I wake up if I go to sleep? Oh, the good news is, yeah, I did wake up. Everything's fine. Oh, and now somebody else is waking up. Hi, Dumpers. Where are you, Glumpers? All right, so the furry person who lives in my house with me has gotten up off the futon and is watching me follow her up the stairs.
Well, what does the kitty want? What are you thinking? Are you thinking kitty thoughts?
Yeah, I think I know what a kitty wants. Yeah, oh wow, my cat walked right into the kitchen. She didn't go around the long way. And she's walking up to the water bowl, which is completely full. It's full. Just please drink out of it and don't make me pour water into there, because then the bowl's going to overflow. Then there's going to be water on the floor. We don't want to waste kitty water. I'm actually paying money. I'm paying actual USD dollars of money for this kitty water. What do you think about that? Are you going to drink? All right, well, she's not going to drink unless I do this. And I'm not sure what's up, but this might have something to do with chlorine in the water. So I'm now pouring water into the bowl so she can drink the stream out of the jug. I will slowly back off the stream and she follows the water down into the bowl. Now she's drinking the water in the bowl. I can't figure out what is up with my cat and the water. So the other day, I filled an empty jug up with tap water so I could focus the smell. That might not make any sense to some people, but if you know anything about why wine glasses are the shapes that they are, trust me. So I put some water in an empty jug, and I squished it around, and I shoved my nose in it. And yeah, I could smell chlorine. And I'm wondering if this happens every once in a while. I don't remember why, but it's water treatment stuff. Who the hell knows, right? My point being, sometimes there's more chlorine in the water than usual. And I think this is one of those times. And maybe that's why my cat doesn't want to drink tap water and why I had to go get the kitty water, which is spring water. So, yeah, there you go. Pretty thrilling, huh? Okay, I need to sit down here. Wow, that took a little bit more out of me than I was expecting. Now my back is a little tense, my leg is a little tense. Oh, you know what? I just realized what the problem is. I'm a little dehydrated today. My hand pressure is a little bit too low as well. And so at this point, we would normally go to some music, right? But I just noticed something really strange. Now I gotta get up so I can take a closer look. I am looking at a thumbnail of high power rocketry failures. And there is a thumbnail that looks extraordinarily like a rocketry failure. No, that's not my rocket. I'm looking at a photograph of something that has happened to me, and I'm thinking, is this about me? No, it's not about me. I can tell that's not my rocket because of the shape of the fins. All right, we're good. What are we going to listen to? Oh, I know. Maybe we need some Knopfler. Or do we need some Smokey Robinson? I became of age, my mother called me to her side. Thanks, digital media.
She said, son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a bride. And then she said, you better shop around. Better shop around.
once again, extraordinarily good advice from our musical forebears. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, mashed up with the Dire Straits there. That was pretty good. Plus a little Van Halen thrown in there. Little Edward Van Halen guitar solo. And I think I did hear a little David Lee Roth wow wow in there, Walt, too. So that's fun. Oh. Yeah, so I'm sitting here. There's a strange reverb in my head because I'm wearing headphones. I'm wearing my headphones right now. Wearing my headphones, and it's holding all the air in my brain that's in my skull that's trying to escape. That's not how skulls work, Tobe. My skull is under pressure. I would estimate 4 bar. No. 0.36 pascals. I have to make myself not cough. Don't laugh, Tobe, because it just makes you cough. Okay, so let's talk about some stuff that's not funny. Let's see, what's not funny? Everything's funny. Okay, here's something that's not funny. I'm still not the emperor of the solar system, and it's pissing me off. I think it's time, people. Long-time committee members will remember that I am trying to install myself as the emperor of the solar system and all that I survey. And I can survey a lot. But I've been thinking recently about my emperorhood. I think, geez, that's 9 planets plus the star. Yes, I said 9 planets. Pluto is a planet. And we got a lot of satellites. Okay, so I got to deal with 9 planets. The star that we call Sol. And then we've got a couple of asteroid belts. We got a lot of natural satellites, moons and stuff. And obviously I don't want to deal with all that. I'm going to have to, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm going to have to appoint a cabinet? No, I don't want a cabinet. I don't want regents. I don't need viceroys. Essentially, what I'm going to need to do is sort of farm out some of the management of the solar system. And so, when it comes to the moon, our moon, the Earth's moon, worst name ever, moon. Okay, every other moon in the entire solar system gets a cool name, like Io or Phobos. Or Deimos. Jeez, there's so many good ones. What do we call our moon? The closest one? The most important one? The best one? Moon. Ooh, look, moon. Hey, look, do you see moon? Yeah, I see moon. Moon. But since I have the power to do so, I'm just going to go ahead and appoint Publius to being the king of the moon. So that's just one less thing that I have to deal with. So we will now address Publius as Publius Luna Rex. That gave me another idea. Like, you know how when you're walking along the beach and you might have a stick in your hand and you're just like writing your name in the sand? Or maybe you don't live on a beach. Maybe you live somewhere where there's snow. And you write your name in the snow. Or you write your name on a window that is covered in condensation or fog. This is a very harmless, very temporary kind of vandalism. Is this technically graffiti? Maybe, maybe not. An argument could be made in either direction, but I was thinking about that. Because on the moon, there's no atmosphere. And therefore, there's no wind. And therefore, you can still see the footprints of the men who walked on the moon over 50 years ago. Permanent marks. So that's when I thought, you know, I need to go to the moon so I can write my name in moon dust that will never be disturbed for millennia. My name. Now that's some permanent graffiti. That's some permanent vandalism right there. It's hard to make permanent vandalism. I mean, if you think about it, vandalism usually means that something is being destroyed. So if you're going to, you know, destroy something, obviously it's not going to last forever because you are the one destroying it. However, graffiti is considered to be a type of vandalism. And this kind of vandalism, graffiti, lasts a lot longer. You can see spray paint on the side of buildings or train cars for years. But those train cars eventually get cleaned, or they get put out of service, or those buildings eventually come down. So your graffiti is still impermanent. Sure, maybe it'll last 50 years if you're lucky. No, moon graffiti. Moon dust graffiti. You heard it here first on the Dubious Goals Committee, people. I invented it. So I'm going to go up to the moon, write my name in moon dust, and it will last forever, for millennium, for until the end of the human race. In fact, I think what I'd really like to do is get a bulldozer up on the moon so I can make giant letters. Giant letters. This could take a while, but I'm going to make such big letters that they can be seen from Earth with the naked eye. So, you know, just any old random night when you're out walking around, you look up at the moon and you just see Tobe in giant letters on the moon. And you go, God damn it, Tobe. That guy, he must be the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. A show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here. I can't make it. 19.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.